I was just watching a news video before I came here. Before I went on my coffee expedition.
Yep.
I got treats.
And the side of my head was vibrating. That's what woke me up, your phone call.
Oh. I can't believe you got up at 5 for a walk and fell back to
I went and did the walk.
Yeah, you did the how much sleep? How did you sleep?
Oh, bro, I didn't fall asleep till like 2:30.
Okay, that's why you're in this state then.
Yeah.
You're in prime podcast.
Yeah. I'm flying.
Well, this is episode 38 of the podcast. We don't have cans to crack.
No, we have coffee.
So I missed Are You Okay Day this year. It went and gone, and I didn't notice that it happened.
Oh.
And I normally annoy everyone by asking them if they're okay on Are You Okay Day.
Okay, no, I knew it was on.
And I think that, I don't know. I make a joke out of it on the day. Oh, wow.
Damn.
Bo's either sent you a lot of TikToks or he's yapping. But, I don't know. I've been trying to get through to someone who I think would benefit from going to therapy.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to do when they don't want that? Maybe they don't need it then.
Yeah. If it's kind of...
It's on some masculine shit.
I'm just correcting Miles.
Yeah, that's
being
cool.
Petty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's on some masculinity shit, but... It's like the cover of Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I don't like watching a guy burn.
Sorry, I wasn't even stroking out. That wasn't even against Miles because we're going to the concert.
Yeah, Travis.
In like 2 weeks.
Yes.
And the same day that we leave is the state election.
Oh, that's fine. Can't you do the thing?
Yeah, doing early voting. But True was like, oh, just remember sure to vote early for the federal election. So I had to be, actually, it's not the federal election. It's the state election.
Yeah, that's right. Because on all the letters I've been getting, it says Queensland state election.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where was I? Yeah, it's like the cover of Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I don't like watching man burn. Man burn sad.
Like,
but what can you do?
Self-immolating.
On the topic of mental health, how do you tell someone that you love them?
Whoa.
How do you do that? It's hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's hard. Yeah.
No?
I'm trying to think about how.
I've just made up my mind that I'll never tell anyone that, except for my family.
Damn.
And my friends. I will not go out of my
Do
way
you know
to make
about
any
the
mere new
exposure
relationships.
Effect?
You say beer?
Mere.
No, what's that?
Continued exposure to something. You might start to like it. So that's the thing with like people. Like if you're continually around one person, you might start to love them.
Do you love me?
Just
I love you
thigh.
Too.
No, but I always search it up for the KSI song. Because...
Okay, I still haven't listened to this song.
No, because I keep hearing it. And
yeah.
I saw a TikTok with it playing. And someone's like, oh, I might be starting to fuck with it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, that
makes
sense.
And I'm like, I might as well.
I reckon that happens a lot with some music.
Yeah. I just keep hearing
it. Like, you need to hear it a couple times for it to click.
And I think it's because everything I've seen about it has been funny. So I associate it with a positive way.
What was people's original problems with it? Was it the content of the lyrics?
I think, yeah, it's just like, ah.
Isn't it like most KSI songs, though?
Yeah, but they're usually, like, they're more subtle with it. If
right.
that makes sense. These ones, like those, the lyrics are just like, oh. This is like a Cocoa Melon song.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to it eventually. It's got Trippie Redd on it, so I have
yeah.
to listen.
Also, hate for media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 2 years late to this party. I might be 3 years late. I don't know. But Wheel of Time TV show on Prime Video. Amazon. Original.
Wheel of Time?
The Wheel of Time.
Oh, I've heard of...
I've read the first book of The Wheel of Time. I'm now reading the second book. Season one of the TV show is on the first book. I remember when it came out, people who read the books complaining about it, they're like, this is bad. This is a bad, what's the word?
A bad, is it abridged? Is that the word?
No, like a, not reenactment.
Adaptation.
Yeah, adaptation. This is a bad adaptation. I don't think adaptation's,
yeah.
This is a bad adaptation. And I was like, okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, it's really bad. The first episode skips the prologue to the entire book, which is important. It changes a lot of things as well.
No prologue.
Yeah. It makes one of the characters, the main character that isn't the main character in the books, or isn't the main character in the books, if that makes sense. It makes it different. And then she says something and she's like, oh, we don't, at the start, she's like, we don't know if the dragon reborn is a boy or a girl, which is inherently stupid because the whole thing about the dragon reborn. Ah, let's go a bit. So in this world, there's something called the One Power. It's like a magic system. One half of it is female, one half is male. All the male side of the power is corrupted. And if males use it, they go insane. And the whole thing is like, oh, when the dragon reborns, he's going to do all this, and he's going to go insane, he's going to burn the world. So saying we don't know if it's a boy or a girl is...
should already know.
Yeah, is just a stupid idea. Yeah. And then they just do other things. They just change bits of the story. Like, one of the characters in it is married, which is not... he's, like, supposed to be the youngest. Yeah, I don't know. It had me tweaking.
You're not going to finish watching it, right?
No. Okay. I got, like, halfway through the first episode, and I had to stop. And I was like, damn, if you've read all 15 books, you would be freaking the fuck out.
I think I've heard about The Wheel of Time.
It's a very
I think it was
popular.
People trashing on the show.
Yeah.
I don't remember when it came.
People also shin the books.
Okay.
But they are, like, there are so many of them. And there are, like, 2-3 books, apparently, where it's going to be a slog. So I can't wait for that. I don't mind.
Yes, it's like Long Ring, Long Land and One Piece.
Yeah.
Although that's not, it's not 3 books long, that's short.
How many words is One Piece? Do you know? Is there like
words.
A count on how many words One Piece is?
I'll have a guess. I'll say it's 40,000, like the English.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
How many words is One Piece? Is One Piece. 40,000, I reckon. And someone did math and it's just estimated 1.9 million. Never mind.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a lot.
From a year ago, so it's probably closer to 2, maybe.
Well, because if it's... wait, so what'd they say, 1.9?
By my estimate, up to chapter 1076 will be 1.8 million in terms of reading time. The entire Lord of the Rings is 500,000. And Game of the Thrones is 1.3 million. They didn't count it. They just estimated it.
Oh.
Based on, like, multiplying.
Well, I guess that's like a quick way to do it.
Average word amount multiplied by chapter. Yeah.
So, The Wheel of Time totals 4.4 million words.
That's 4 One Pieces almost. Oh, no, it's like 2 and a bit. Jesus Christ. Dude, the news.
Yeah?
Ski Mask the Slump God pushed back his Australian tour because of Don Toliver tour and his opening for that. Because we were just like, maybe he's only going to show up to the first half of the Don Toliver tour because the second half is when his Australian tour is.
Yeah.
He's just pushed it back. Which is lame as hell because we already have plane tickets booked.
So you're not going to see him?
Nope. Probably not. Better get the money back.
That is shit, yeah. Wow.
Because apparently also for the Listen Out, what's it called? Show, concert?
Yeah.
Tour, festival.
Yeah.
They are just not letting rappers come to it anymore.
Oh, yeah, because they'd always have like a big name and then they would always pull out.
Yep.
Yeah, it was insane. And Listen Out still hasn't sold all of its tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't they been out for ages?
Yeah.
Rough.
Well, because they have people pulled out all the time.
Yeah, they only have DJ sets and pop singers now, right?
Yeah, and what's the other thing? They did a thing with their under 16 or 16 plus tickets.
Hmm.
Where 16-year-olds are now allowed inside the alcohol zones. But they can't drink. Like, of course.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are just like, what the fuck?
That is weird. That's more of a staffing problem.
I don't want to be there chilling, having a drink, and some 16-year-olds are fucking running around asking for me to buy them a drink.
Hmm.
The Hottest 100 list is on next to us. Our rules list from that party like 2 years ago.
Hmm?
There.
Oh.
Because, were you here? No, you obviously weren't.
I was here for one of them.
You were here for the party. The party here?
Drink for... If William... No, I think I was there for that.
Yeah, I was like...
I was there for that, yeah.
Maybe yeah, not last a couple year's. Days ago, like, I was just up there cleaning. I just wiped it. I wasn't here last year anyway.
Oh, that'll be it then.
Wait, no, I wasn't here this year.
You're in America.
Where was I last year?
It was 2 years ago. It was a while ago, but I do remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, So, yeah, I was, like, wiping down the top of my bookshelf, and I just found that, and it still has a little...
Who wrote that? That's really neat writing.
It was one of the girls.
Okay, that makes sense.
Do you remember who?
Oh, shit. I had something in my mind. Oh, yes.
It's probably someone's ex-girlfriend.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Has gone on a statement and said his Don't Be Dumb album, which apparently is going to be coming out soon, is his most experimental genre mixing album yet.
Oh.
And then he said it's like a mix of indie and classical and Wu-Tang Clan meets Dipset and...
Whoa.
Or a bunch of words.
Okay. Yeah, he's...
So, if that comes out, that'd be cool.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I don't think he just can't... He can't not release it.
Nah.
But he can delay it as long as he would like.
Yeah, definitely.
If you take indie, mix it with classical, mix it with vintage Memphis meets Dipset meets Wu-Tang, that's where I got a lot of inspiration from. So I don't know if the lead singles or the singles that have been coming out are a part of the album or not, because they just seem like very standard hip hop, and not really what he's saying. The whole album is meant to sound like.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, because if like the only like Taylor Swift is cool, but like the only thing experimental about it is the music video.
Hmm. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
How do you spell Cronut?
Cronut. N-U-T. It is just phonetic. It is donut mixed with the word croissant. So we were talking about food yesterday. What the fuck were we talking about that made us talk about Cordon Bleu? Right before it.
What were we?
It was something that looked gross. I can't remember. I had food
up
on my
screen. We were talking about bleu, and we're talking about how French is
bleu.
The French bleu is bleu.
Yep, and then Cordon Bleu means blue ribbon.
Yeah.
Which is like a cuisine standard in France. But if you get a chicken cordon bleu, it's a chicken thigh or breast that has been like flattened out, and then it has cheese and bacon put in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And it's very nice. And
didn't look that appealing.
The ones from the butcher or the chicken, Leonard's Chicken, are a lot more, I think, Australianized to look...
Yeah.
Less fucking gross.
Yeah.
But I, for the first time I looked at it and I turned around and I was like, cream pie chicken.
Yeah.
So now he's never going to have one ever, even though they're the goat.
Yeah, it made me really want it less.
What a shame. I'll get you cordon bleu one day. I don't know how.
Oh, yes. Get me cordon bleu.
Have you heard about my spicy chicken?
Yeah, I've heard about your spicy chicken.
Okay. Because Will is still asking me to have now, and also Beck wants some as well. She is asking me and Ben to host another My Kitchen Rules night so that I can make spicy chicken and kill everybody.
The spicy chicken.
And then Ben can make like a milder version of it and we can do like hot ones.
I'm definitely not doing drinks again. Because that was just shit because I just kept on making drinks throughout the night.
I reckon the way to win that is to just make a huge pre-made jug of it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be doing
I just make a jungle juice.
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of thing. But fuck a bowl. Don't like bowl.
I get like jug. A big...
Just a Brita filter. Take the filter out. Boom.
No, that 20-liter pail.
Oh, the pickle bucket. Sorry, those are the buckets pickles come in at work.
Okay. I was like, what the hell?
Pickle buckets. And they have habaneros and chilies floating around in them.
Yeah. Don't they also have carrots? Or like grated carrot?
Not ours. That's the pickled jalapenos from GYG.
That's it.
And my boss was like, I was like, look. He was like, why do you have this habanero just like next to the grill? And I'm like, oh, I'm saving that. I'm going to eat that later. He's like, it's not even spicy though. It's been in the pickle juice. And I'm like, bro. And you're not I cut it in half and I was like, smell that and tell me that's not spicy. And he's like, nah, but it would have lost everything. And I'm like, I'll eat this half if you eat that half. I rip half a habanero and I start going through it. And then he just licks it. He doesn't even eat the fucking thing. Even though he was the one who said he would. I was just like, bro, calm the fuck on. Lame as hell.
Scaredy cat.
No dedication to the craft.
No, bro.
He's like, oh, wow, that's really spicy. And I'm just like, mm-hmm, yep.
Bro doesn't cut it up like we do.
Yeah. He just didn't get it. Like, dude, I should grow chilies. And then I should
Are we even in the climate to grow chilies?
Yeah. I know people who grow chilies here.
Oh, yeah, actually, no, that's really dumb because I've seen little chili bushes. We have them here.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's, yeah.
You know, so chilies, right, are spicy to defend themselves.
Yeah, to
you
stop
know, coffee
them.
Is also the way it is to defend itself from plants. From fucking things. From creatures.
Damn.
And we like coffee.
You know the instant ground coffee?
The brick.
Yeah, and yeah. It's already ground and all that.
Yeah.
You know that like all of that just has cockroaches in it?
Yeah.
Because of how it's ground. And because, I don't know, because a lot of pest control people have repeated exposure to cockroaches,
mm-hmm.
They develop an allergy, and so they kind of instant coffee.
Is it like baby? Like what part of the cockroach, like it has a little larva?
It's just stored, like how the coffee beans are just stored.
Right.
And then they just get straight ground, and then they grind.
That means tiramisu has cockroach in it.
Yeah, it would have a lot of cockroaches. It's something like there's a lot of cockroaches in Instagram coffee.
Is this similar to how like in a can of like in food, there's just like numbers of bugs you can have in it?
Yeah.
And it's like limited?
And everything also has anything, any animal you eat probably also has microplastics in it, so.
That's fine. That's similar to the mercury thing.
Yeah.
We can't eat dolphins because they have too much mercury in them from eating fish. And it's like...
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Whales also have mercury in them from eating fish. Because, like, the mercury in fish is not enough to harm you. But if you eat the thing that lives off of fish...
Yeah, that eats it all the time. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a word
mercury for
that. There's probably...
Mercury poisoning?
No. It has to do with, like, the accumulation of it naturally through animals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got no idea.
Mercury, blah, blah, blah. But that's a problem with microplastics now.
Yeah.
If I ate an American... I would overdose on plastic.
Yeah, I do. I've got a PowerPoint show on river fish in the Nile, full of microplastics.
For uni.
Yeah.
I can't believe there was a poultry exam. I know there was a poultry exam.
Yeah.
In the room across from the thesis room. It's probably for vet.
Yeah.
But like the idea of I walked past and it said big and poultry or pig and poultry. I don't know what it said. It said big or pig and poultry exam.
Pig and poultry. Those are two big food industries, so.
Yeah. And they were back-to-back exams, so there were just a bunch of people sitting in the hallway.
There's been a lot of exams in that room in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because I feel like for all the rooms I could cheat in on an exam, it'd be that fucking room.
Yeah.
Because it has the rows of back-to-back computers on desks. But you watched a guy cheat in an exam.
Oh, yeah, I did.
How the fuck? On a laptop? On a computer, right?
No, he was on a laptop.
Why wasn't he on the I don't get how he wasn't caught.
So we went into this computer room and a lot of the computers weren't working.
Oh, so they hadn't prepared the nanny shit.
The guy was just like, oh, yeah, you could just use your laptop if your computer's not working.
That's crazy.
And he wasn't next to me or anything.
Oh.
Like, I could just see him.
You could see the colors of the ChatGPT.
Like, I could see the two windows side by side.
Is it concerning that people can graduate from university using ChatGPT?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Can you become doctor with
GPT? Because before that, people would just copy off like other exams. Like,
yeah, but
cheating and stuff has been
at least
on
force you to memorize things, right?
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, we'll have to see. But I don't think that they did.
Well, I'm currently abusing it, and I'm still able to do the stuff. I'm just lazy.
Because, like, it's really popular because it's, like, popular in the workplace as well.
Yeah, hiring people, you just reply to the questions with ChatGPT, and the person interviewing has probably used ChatGPT to write them to.
Yeah.
It is just AI talking to AI.
And then people use it for,
AI.
Like, emails or work presentations and...
Yeah, it's just... To present as if there is work done and it's just all filler.
We are a species now addicted to AI.
Oh, well. It was all foretold in the scriptures, in the Bible. You know AI is in the Bible?
Is it?
Yeah. They talk about powers beyond human. Maybe they're talking about aliens.
I don't think it's aliens or ChatGPT.
Whatever those Egyptians were smoking when they wrote the Bible.
The Egyptians?
Wait, who wrote the Bible?
The disciples.
Yeah, weren't they Egyptian?
Were they?
Oh, wait, no. They were Turkish.
Well, it wasn't even Turk then.
Oh. Oh! That reminds me. Fuck all the Bible talk. I've changed my mind on the Balkans.
Okay.
I've changed my mind. I used to think they were ugly and gross because I played GeoGuessr.
Yeah.
And I would only see, like, the living conditions of the slums.
Okay, so you like the Balkans now?
I like them now because I actually looked at, like, the natural beauty of it and not the man-made roads of it.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at a country's beauty.
Well, okay, when I was in my GeoGuessr, like, arc and I was just playing a bunch of GeoGuessr, just about all the places of the world were pretty except for Russia and the Balkans.
I think Russia could have its own beauty.
Not the shit it showed you on GeoGuessr.
Like you see Siberia?
No, true. Oh my god, actually, Siberia.
Beautiful.
You know the state of Queensland has the population density similar to the Gobi Desert and Siberia and the Sahara?
Yeah.
Because we're so big and we only inhabit the coast?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's like the thing with Russia, like we kind of have the same population density... Australia and Russia, because we all kind of like live on the edges.
Surely theirs is worse.
Yeah, theirs like, no one lives in the middle. Well, someone probably
does. In the top. They only live on the left side and the right side, and the bottom maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to do a tour of the Balkans.
Be an interesting place.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to all the weird places under Russia that are above Asia, or a part of Asia.
Mongolia.
Yeah, I feel like I'd heavily have to try and persuade someone to do that with me. Because I don't think Ben would do it.
Be an interesting trip.
Because they're too poor and gross for him. In his eyes.
In Ben's eyes.
He's like, oh, I'm too good for that country.
Yeah. It's not Serbia.
It's not. I was talking about how cool the Balkans are. And then he's like, yeah, you should check out the capital of Serbia again. And I'm like, bro, I've seen that place a million bajillion times because of you. I mean the whole thing. Because I found out Greece is a part of it technically.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Serbia's cool.
What is the capital? Oh, Belgrade. That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to write... No, I'm not going to write shit, actually. Never mind. I was going to say I was going to write a book. I don't want to write a book.
Who's going to write a book?
I don't know. I feel like since I have no experience writing, it would just be a torture to read.
I think when this uni semester is done, I'm going to make a video essay.
About?
It's a surprise.
Is it about me?
No.
Is it about you?
No.
Is it about fish?
No.
The whole rest of this episode is going to be me guessing.
It's guessing? I think it's very obvious what it would be about.
Footy.
Yes.
And why the Wallabies are not the goats anymore. Were we ever the goats?
Yeah.
Okay.
We won.
The last time we won the Bledisloe Cup.
We won the 1991-1999 World Cup. And then we won, or we were about to win 2003 when we hosted it here.
Mm.
And then 2015, we were going to win it, but last second interception. That shit give me nightmares.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, what was the why were you doing that then?
I can't wait to edit that out. Well, I was wondering if it would work on the foam. I tapped the mic.
Yeah.
Because that normally, I know that happens on metal ones. I don't know. Well, it makes sense that it happens on the foam. You know what happened in the NRL? The Perth team, the Western Bears, were denied. They've been trying to get in.
Yeah.
The leader, the Hitler-like leader of the NRL said no.
I do not like Peter Laviolentis. But I don't think a lot of people do.
I don't even know the new guy's name. I only remember the old guy, and I forgot that guy's name too.
Peter Laviolentis has been around for a while.
Wasn't there a different guy? I might be thinking about a different sports code. Laviolentis is new, I swear. My boy talking to Siri. Imagine if you were a woman and this is how Ryan talked to you.
I didn't even talk badly to
you. No, you didn't. Hey, Siri.
Why did it give me this guy? It gave me the wrong guy. It gave me a South African man.
Laviolentis.
No, it gave me Peter de Villiers.
Isn't that a cricket player? No. Oh, no, I'm thinking about AB de Villiers. Dude, I also, a while ago, right? And we were talking about our Japan trip, me and Ben, and he was like, yeah. I was talking about how much money I estimate I will be taking for the trip. And he's like,
he's
oh
also
my God.
The administrator of Horse Racing Australia.
Ah, that's why Sportsbet is so cool with the NRL. Peter Laviolentis is... Yeah, how long has he been the guy? I swear he's new. Because they showed what the guy looked like and he didn't look like what he used to look like. He changed. The old guy had like black hair.
Yeah, 2019.
Fucking I told you!
Replacing the outgoing chairman Peter Beattie.
Wait, that doesn't look like the same guy either. Maybe I'm thinking about different, like there's a chairman and a CEO. Maybe the CEO is different.
He was also the Premier of Queensland from 1998 to 2007.
What a fucking resume. Yeah, and Ben was like, oh my God, I don't think $6,500 will be enough for our 2.5 week Japan trip. And I was just like, what? I plan on having that much, but I can't believe that you think that's not enough. And now recently he's changed his tune. He's like, oh, I'm just taking 4K. Well, that's too much money, Mitchell. And I'm like, bro, you have literally just changed your mind in like the span of a month or two.
Yeah.
Simply because I guess he also realized he won't be having as much money as he wishes. Because Zane said, do you know how long the Japan trip was for the...
It was like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And Zane was like, including flights and accommodation, it was 3.5 he spent. And he was trying to spend money.
Yeah.
Maybe the economy was worse in Japan when they went.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I don't know if that'll be messy. Cronuts randomly, if they make them more too croissant-y, they'll be flaky. Now bro is chewing. Oh, it's a dense... It's more donut-y than it is a cronut.
Yes. Also a little bit dry.
Nah. If they were warmed in a microwave, that would help. Yeah, I bought them and I was like, ah... Are there napkins in the bag? Nah, it's fine. Rah, rah, rah. Mouth ASMR. Bag ASMR.
The waveform of that is crazy. There are none in the bag.
Okay, well, whatever.
Just a lick your fingers kind of day.
So, I was getting drive through with mum, and she was asking me on what the calorie, how many kilojoules are in the fucking thing. Instead of telling her the number, I just told her what fraction it was of the average daily fucking intake. I was like, oh, don't worry about the numbers, Mom. That's a third of what you're meant to eat in a day right there in one drink.
Damn.
So I don't know. I'm trying to, since I had to take, I rolled my ankle.
That's what Miles would be responding to me about.
Hmm?
I was talking about because it was the past 3 weeks I've been in a calorie deficit.
Calorie deficit.
And it's been chill until yesterday. Yesterday, I was like,
no energy?
I was so hungry.
Yeah. I've been feeling the same. I was slipping a bit, but then since I rolled my ankle and I haven't gone to, like, do leg day, like, proper, like, any fucking, I can't run. Most I can do is ride my bike and do, like, upper body. So I took a break from the gym for 4 days just to rest. And I was just like, I need to get back on the calorie deficit harder than I was. Because I think I was just like just under, because I was still hitting protein, but I was slipping. So I've been doing it a bit better, and I don't know. I feel good.
That's
less energetic. I can't wait to have to fucking run tonight.
Yeah, that's right. You can lose tag.
I feel like I have to see a doctor for my fucking foot.
Yeah, it's still bad.
It is not like, it is still swollen compared to my other one. Nah, and it feels like maybe there's something broken, but I can't fucking tell.
I don't think, because you've been, did you say you put ice on it?
I put ice on it for an hour when I got home.
Yeah, if it was broken, you wouldn't have been able to put ice on it.
Or really?
Like fractured, yeah, you would have.
Oh, so rice was correct because I didn't fracture, yeah. Assumingly. Okay. Some guy at work was like, oh yeah, I couldn't put weight on mine when I broke it, and then I couldn't do it for like 4 months because he fractured his shit. Okay, so I was like, that gave me hope that I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It like, you know how you can roll your foot around and it like jumps a bit? It jumps a lot more noticeably there. I can't do it anymore. Maybe that's good that I can't do it anymore.
No.
But I was just like, well, it still kind of hurts to play. I skipped Monday's game, but for tonight, we're going to the pub before. So I'm going to have a couple beers and I won't feel my foot anyway.
Fair enough.
Because I can run on it. I just have to ignore the fact that it hurts.
Yeah, okay.
And after losing last week, I literally complained after the game. I was like, we need to play another game tonight. That wasn't fulfilling. And I was chatting shit on the team we versed last week because they hadn't won a single game. They had to have been like, had half their players away and like basically forfeited because the team we versed did not seem like an 0-3 team.
Oh, these guys were cooking?
They were fucking ridiculous. They had three people who carried hard. Normally a team will only have like one or two. But they just, and they had this fucking dickhead who would just like, he was an NRL player. He was like complaining, I hate this fucking game because he would run and like run 40 meters after getting tagged. Be like, what the hell, I got tagged? And he'd throw the ball at the ground and have a fucking tantrum. At one point, he thought he made such a break, but he tagged himself and like hit his tag off with his hand, which happens a bit. Or like something fucking happened and he just threw the ball all the way in the air. And he was like on the other side of the field, like 40 meters away from the play. It was a turnover.
This is a grown man.
I mean, he... Dude, the term grown man doesn't work anymore nowadays. For people who are like 25, 25 is a grown man. I see some fucking man babies, right? I don't know. He seemed like he was 18. He could have been younger. I don't fucking know.
That's still crazy to have that kind of...
And we were all, and he was doing it in front of his friends and strangers. Crazy, bro.
Yeah, for something that's the social division, it's crazy to be acting.
And then
like
he
that.
Would like when he would rub it so hard in your face when he got like through and scored a try. Such a fucking loser.
Yeah, that is a bit pathetic.
I it popped into my head to complain about driving recently, but that's just a perpetual thing that's not worth complaining about.
Yeah.
Because people have been pissing me off recently.
Yeah. I've had some bad ones, but it's been, but apart from that, it's been kind of chill.
All fuckers should be retested every decade.
Yeah.
There has to be something because, like, I understand that as you get older, you get a hell of a lot of experience driving, so you technically shouldn't need it.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know the fucking road rules.
Do you think if you did it again now, you would pass?
Probably, yeah.
Do you still indicate off roundabouts?
I do.
Fair enough. That's a big one.
Yeah. I went to go pick up Luke near the KFC with all the speed bumps.
Yeah.
And the only way to get to uni from there is through all the speed bumps or taking a mad detour. And Beck came along because she was bored, so we're just chatting. And on the way back on all the speed bumps, she was like, I was getting off them really fast because that was those big fucking trapezium ones.
Yeah.
And she was like making a sound every time I went off the and I was just like, ah, this doesn't feel weird because I'm driving, but I guess it's not a great passenger experience.
Yeah.
Because I was slowing down, but for those ones, you need to slow the fuck down.
Yeah, you need to be going like at a crawl.
So recently, I've been slowing down, even when it's just me driving a lot more on fucking speed bumps. Yeah. I fucking hate them so much. Those tiny little ones, those really, really tiny ones.
And
just
the sharp? Yeah.
Like at where Miles works.
Yeah.
Those fucking piss me off because the more you slow down, the worse they are.
Yeah, those ones are bad. Like, I always just try go around them.
Yeah. They send me, bruh. Anyway, I don't want to complain about that. Do you have an album of the week this week?
I do, actually.
Oh.
And this one would excite Corey Blair.
Is it The Ride?
No, it's The Balcony.
Another album from them?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the hands in the pants?
Yeah.
Ben reckons he doesn't like the 10th anniversary white album version of it.
I haven't listened to it.
That only adds things to it, so I don't know how it could be worse.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been really enjoying the catfish and the bottlemen.
Yeah, I put them on at work. It was a vibe. Any standout tracks?
Wait, let me look. So, come on, Nileen. RM6 good. Kathleen's good. Hourglass, I like. Cocoon. Pacifier. And then, like, I've also been listening to The Ride.
Mm.
Which I like twice. Oxygen.
Is the Balcony worth listening to? Is it like The Ride still?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think if you like The Ride, you'll like The Balcony.
These guys are the Catfish and the Bottle Man.
Yeah, I think The Balcony is the fan favorite.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, there you go. They're a band from Britain. Yep, yeah. they're British. I think they broke up for some reason.
Yeah.
And then they've come back together. It was to do with someone's girlfriend or someone's sister.
I think it was a girlfriend.
Some fucking something happened.
Yeah. But they're really good. We talked about them like probably a year ago when we had Corey on.
Yes. I can't remember if they were a album of the week again in between then.
They were. No, they weren't. But they were because that's what Corey told us to listen to.
One of the three things he told us to listen to. He landed on
that's
the ride.
That's right.
And we had to listen to it on the plane on the way back.
He kept on changing it.
He changed his mind while we were in Melbourne and we were recording when we got back from Melbourne.
Yeah. So we had to like listen to
the whole trip. I was like, I'll listen to it before I go to bed, but that never fucking happened because we went to bed at horrible times.
Yeah.
Mine'll be Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I was talking about them at the start. I think it's the one I have been playing the most.
Those Melbourne trips are so nice.
They are so nice. I can't wait for the next one.
It's been, so 5 years ago, my UK tour ended.
Mm.
Man, that was a good trip. I have a memory of a photo with Will and Gus.
On the second Melbourne trip?
No, from the UK tour.
Oh, sorry, different Will. I was like...
Goated photo.
Happening Legacy? That is a nice photo. Are you naked? No, there's pants on. Never mind.
No, there's pants on. But we were, like, there's a shower behind it. And there's, like, there's a photo, like, there's people taking a photo with their jersey because it was our last game. And then you could just see me in the shower. Just like, whoa. Just kind of struggling.
Dude, our next trip together is in, like, fucking March. Next year.
Yeah.
It is far away.
We've done nothing. Like, we haven't got a... But we've been so busy this... Yeah.
Many more to come.
Many more, yeah. I like our boys' trips. I'm definitely going to Melbourne next year because...
We are... Oh, yeah, yeah. We are looking for anyone who is interested to come on the Europe tour of 2026. That currently has me, Ben, and Will on it.
Yeah.
Will from Brisbane. I would like Ethan to come. Ethan, who gave you the bottle of rum.
Yeah.
But the odds of that happening are very slim because of his work conditions.
No, fair enough.
Four on, four off, bro.
Damn.
And he works like long shifts.
Yeah.
And some of them, I've talked about it before on the podcast. I still can't believe it.
He'd be working some long days.
Oh, yeah. Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah. We've also been doing this podcast for a year.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to have a year anniversary.
Because, yeah.
Do you just want to wait till the 52nd episode?
Well,
it won't have been a year.
Nah.
It'll be
like a year and a half.
Yeah, it'll lore-wise be a year worth of content.
Yeah.
Because we're meant to be weekly.
But right now, we've been doing it for a year.
Mm.
And I think we've improved. I would hope so.
Oh yeah, I reckon we have.
Yeah. We can actually
some
hold
episodes
a conversation
I feel
for an hour.
Flat-ish compared to others, but I guess that's just how it goes.
I haven't felt like I've had a flat episode in a while.
I think
like when we do the long ones towards the end, I'm like, oh,
towards
kill
the
me.
End, yeah. I notice that when I'm editing and you just become a yes.
I just go, yep. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yep.
Want to go for a walk right. Oh, I've run. Saturday, I don't think my foot will be better by then.
Nah.
Oh, man.
I got work tonight. I got work tomorrow night. I got work. Saturday.
And I'm fucking working. I'm worried. I need to grind uni because I'm like a little bit behind and my work is not decreasing. I still work 5 days a week.
I just got an email. I thought it was to everyone, but it was to, sorry. I thought it was just to me, but it was to like everyone in the class.
Who the fuck got a HR email? That wasn't you, was it? Someone in the thesis room got a HR email, but it wasn't for anything bad. I think it was for like planning an exam time. I don't know how that correlates with HR.
Yeah. It was, people hadn't submitted stuff.
Oh no. Did you submit stuff?
Yeah, I submitted stuff.
They should just auto send it to just people who haven't submitted stuff. That's ridiculous. Why out everyone in front of the class? Oh man, Denzel Curry Deluxe is dropping soon. I don't think he just said it's coming soon, and I'm pretty sure it's just going to release without warning.
Yeah.
For King of the Mischievous South. It is got no interludes on it, and it has a bunch of new shit.
Yeah.
So it's less like a mixtape, and it's going to be more of an album, even though it's still going to be a mixtape. It's kind of sad the interludes are going to be gone, unless like they're like half baked into the songs. For who's that?
That's Diana.
League of Legends skin, new skin. Yeah, they're all Dark Cosmic.
Yeah, because they're you know how they're when it's like the long events they do like two skin releases.
Yeah.
This is the second half.
So are you going to break your streak?
I think, no, I've, like, that's what I haven't spent my tokens on.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
So I'm going to get the Kai'Sa
the battle
one.
Pass. That shit look like the battle pass.
And there's a Sylas skin.
Yeah, they want you, bro. They want you bad.
The Sylas skin looks pretty cool. But yeah, there's a Prestige Diana.
I've come back around to playing League of Legends again after my break.
Yeah, it's just a game that everyone plays.
It's the Eternal Fire. Like Minecraft, kind of, but not really.
Yeah, I was like, bro, but it needs to be when this semester's done. Because if I stop playing Minecraft now, I'm cooked.
Yeah. I think when my trimester, I'm not even halfway through the trimester, but I don't want to be making music in Japan, but I kind of want to be making music in Japan.
Yeah.
I want to by then have an audio interface, hopefully, that I can carry around with me, like a small one, because ours is long, like a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, ours is a big one.
I want to record Japanese sounds.
It's also surprisingly heavy.
And I want to make not a lo-fi tape, but probably a beat tape of some form.
Yeah.
Because I think in person, I will find many sounds that I cannot find just online, or at least the way I like them to be. Well, but then I don't know when I'd be doing that, like before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fine. Oh, we need to talk about what's going to happen when I'm going in Japan, when I'm gone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the 5-day Melbourne trip is going to block the podcast, but 2.5 weeks away will.
Will.
So you could.
I'm going to have to do those weird episodes.
You could do the weird solo episodes with Riley. You will also probably have to edit them.
I'm going to have to learn how to edit them. Yeah.
It's not complicated.
Nah.
It is. The more time you put into the edit, the better it will sound.
Yeah.
I have been trying to edit the last episode, which will already be out by the time you hear this one.
Yeah.
Three audio lines is so much harder to do than two. Because on this one, it's like either one of us will be talking at one point.
And the other one won't.
So I can just like highlight that and cut it.
But that's a three-person one because we cut over each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I need to figure out how to do it. Noise gate doesn't work on this because I'll be like, all right, anything this quiet, cut it out. And then it will just not listen to me. So I need to figure that out because I'm basically manually noise gating the whole thing by listening to the whole thing and cutting out all the quiet parts that I don't want to hear and the breathing. Because the breathing is the most annoying thing. I could algorithm what I do because it's the same thing over and over again. I don't know how to do that in Audacity.
Well, fair enough.
I also found out Ableton Live has a template for podcast. So maybe I can just put it in there.
I feel like just Riley and I episodes is going to be carnage.
Yeah, I don't know. You could get a third guy in here unless you don't want to edit.
Or maybe
I
have
a
rotating. I go
whatever works.
Someone else.
I could record an old school Prime Meets bad one shitty microphone in Japan. I'll get a Japanese stranger.
That would be bad.
I'll just shoot it with strangers in Japan. without context, that could sound bad.
Yeah.
My hair has been coming out recently. I was thinking this morning in the shower, I was like, I've had my shower.
Mm-hmm.
I just wet my body and body washed. And I was like, if Ryan does give me a haircut when I go to his place right now.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about
I'm
that.
Just going to have hair. That's the one thing I hate about haircuts.
Yeah.
No matter what, There is hair all over you.
Yeah, there's always hair.
Because it'll like the cut bits will just fall back into your head. And unless the hairdresser guy washes your hair, which they don't because I'm a guy, it's just bad news bears.
Every time year I wash my hair, I cut my hair, I wash it because...
Yeah, I can't imagine getting a haircut then walking around the whole day.
No, I would go insane, I think. Because then there's just little bits of hair falling out.
Yeah. And it's itchy. It's in my shit.
Just all the hair.
So Corey is no longer on FIFO.
No?
And he's going to be, apparently... He did his last stint, and he's going to be a permanent fixture. Maybe
he's free,
and he's been hanging out more since he's come back. He's been down to hang out a lot more. He misses his fans.
I'd say he's down to hang out. I've seen him once.
Well, you went to the footy thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, since he's gotten back, that's a great hit rate per day, per weekend.
Yeah, no, if that's fair enough. Yeah.
And I really want to win tonight if he's coming to watch, because I think he's coming to watch our game.
Yeah.
Our jerseys?
Still not here?
I mean, bro, I don't know how 16 shirts in a box can get pulled up at customs.
Yeah. I think our 7 stuff just got here. Well, I'm not even playing.
But I'm so still mad about that, man. I still wanted to play, but I literally couldn't find enough people to make a new team in. I have like 4 times the amount of people who want to watch and be cheerleaders, but I have no one who wants to fucking play.
Yeah.
That's just the energy I bring to it. So either our shirts are getting here in time for the game today, or they're just coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
In which case, today is the 5th game out of a 10 round. It is the midpoint of the fucking thing. And it'll be like half the thing. We the amount of money that has gone into these jerseys.
Yeah.
And since we're only wearing them for half the competition, it's like the value over time is like doubled.
Yeah.
So if we don't start playing better, it'll not have been worth it at all.
Well, at least you also just get to keep them, which is cool.
Yeah. Not everyone, though, because we have too many... Now, since we have had so many injured people, a bunch of people won't get to keep them, but I'm sure Tom won't mind.
Nah.
Because he's a G. I'm probably going to keep the ones that say Waterboy and Penis on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Pen 15.
Pen 15.
Like, the number is 15, so you have to think about it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, why does that say pen?
Benjamin hitting the Benjamin.
And one of them is going to get put in glass and get put on the wall out of dad's work because he sponsored it.
That's kind of heat.
And I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Please be
we
pen
could
15.
All sign it. Huh?
Pen 15 up on the wall.
Pen 15 up on the wall. Signatures and everything.
Yeah.
And on the Marlboro stylized.
Yeah. I never saw the final product.
The rendering of it's kind of eh, honestly.
Yeah, they never look as good as...
Because it's like flat and it's not actually on the material.
I don't even know what these, like my Group 7's jerseys are going to look like.
Probably pink and flowery like they normally do.
Yeah.
Let's see, media.
I've had no input.
So tomorrow, some weird shit is getting released. There you go, that's what they look like. They look kind of like Slums jerseys.
Yep.
But yeah, some Elucid is dropping Revelator tomorrow.
Ooh.
That is probably... I mean, I wouldn't recommend it for everyone based off all the singles that have dropped. It's his standard solo project stuff. It's strange.
Yeah.
So if you either want to teleport somewhere or have a headache...
Fair enough.
Hit up Revelator tomorrow. All the album cover and like the photo shoot they did for it at this cool... Revelator looking us building. I don't know how else to describe it. It's circular and it's modern-ish looking. It looks like a car park. But it's a cool photo shoot. There's a Billy Woods feature on there. There's a couple other features. Should look good.
That's right. We're this year sponsored by 2 pubs.
2 pubs? Getting sponsored by a competition of each other, unless the pubs are both owned by the same group.
Well, no, one pub is like really just far out.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's a pub. One of them is Hotel And then the other one is the Met.
Okay.
Because that's my footy club's sponsored Brando. Pub. And we, yeah.
Yeah. So, dude, Olivia Rodrigo is playing tonight in Melbourne. First fucking show in Australia for the tour or whatever.
Yeah.
There have been people who are camping it out. Because even though they have VIP tickets, it's still like, if you get to the front and you just stay there and not move, you just get it.
Yeah.
There have been people camping out for 24 hours.
with all of their gifts, because giving Olivia Rodrigo gifts has become a whole thing.
Getting Olivia Rodrigo gifts.
Like, they'll just hand her things from the crowd and she'll keep it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's, I think that happens a lot of shows.
I've only seen it really pick up at the Olivia Rodrigo fucking clips. Or maybe it's just the fact that I see the clips at all.
Well, that was the thing with Taylor Swift friendship bracelets.
No, but that's a community thing. You just pass them around in between the crowd.
Yeah.
Which I think is... We need to start a cult similar to that.
What would our cult be on?
On this platform.
Oh. We want you listeners.
We need to be big enough
first.
We need to be big enough first. If we went to Singapore, we'd have so many friends.
Bro, whoever is in Singapore, listen to
whoever's
us,
listening, yeah.
Thank you.
Germany, Singapore. What were the other countries?
There's one in America.
That doesn't count. That's not a real place. Was I talking to you about that? I might have been talking to Ben about that. You know how Australia, according to Flat Earthers, is all paid actors?
Yeah.
There's no way the things that Americans do is can be real. They all have to be paid actors. Dude, the shit that happens and the shit that you see on the internet that happens in America, it just can't fucking be real. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. You went there. You saw the Hollywood set. You saw
I saw
the dark underbelly of America. You
I
know
saw the
truth.
Things that are real. I know the reality.
I just can't. You exited the Matrix. When you get into America, they put you in a pod and they plug you in. When you leave, you have no memory.
They put the Apple Vision Pro on you.
Oh my God. Apple Prodog.
Apple Prodog.
I think we're reaching our hour soon. You have any closing things to talk about?
Not really. I'm just
Dude, I was
chilling.
On the drive here and I was like, oh, I don't have really much to talk about. Mainly because it's the morning.
Yeah. And then I was woken up by a phone call. And I almost fell back asleep and I'm like, oh, what if that was Mitchell calling me?
Are you going back to sleep after I go?
Probably not.
You had 3 hours of sleep. Okay.
Oh, actually.
I got like 6 hours of sleep and
no,
I woke up
well,
from my
I've
swim.
Had more than, so I had 3 hours. Then I went for my walk, which was like an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm back at six. Then I had another 2 hours. Is that 5 hours?
I don't think it counts if you break it up with a 1 hour walk, though.
I should probably have some more sleep.
Yeah. You're going to wake up and the sun's going to be down.
Nah, I better not because I got fucking work before that.
Oh, yeah, true, true, true.
Which is good because money, because I need to pay you.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
It's a race between who's going to pay me back first, you or Ben.
I don't want to lose to Ben. Mind you, I also owe more, so.
You do. The Bank of Mitchell charges no interest, guys. Send me your money. Good. Send your money to primemeatspod@gmail.com.
Nah. I just never send it. No interest occurs. Mitchell's going to come in like a debt collector.
Dude, Ben was like, are you going to do interest on him? And I'm like, if I do interest on him, he's not going to talk to me anymore. So, like...
I feel like interest on your mates is just a dog move.
Yeah, I don't, dude. People joke about it. I think someone genuinely in our friend group tried to charge interest on someone. Maybe it's from fucking ages ago when no one had any money.
Yeah.
But it's like, whenever a friend jokes about interest, it's like 20% a day.
That's a good interest rate.
But like if you did that, holy fuck.
Oh yeah, you have to be punched.
Yeah. Talking about interest. Oh my God, when are the interest rate cuts coming? New Year's. Oh my God. Then I can buy a house and a car.
I think I just blinded you for a second. My bad. Huh? Good thing you didn't look down.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see you guys next week.
Yeah.
We probably won't do that in the morning again next week.
I don't mind the morning, but it also wigs me the fuck out for a second.
I just have a lot more things to talk about in the afternoon because a whole day has happened.
Yeah. Did you like how I came and opened the door?
You came and opened the door as if you were naked.
Yeah.
You were hiding behind it. And it's a glass door.
I effectively was naked.
I didn't mind. So I had to make sure you were even awake before I got all my shit out of the car.
What would you do if I didn't wake up and open the door?
Well, I was literally sitting there and you didn't answer the call. So I was like, damn, I have two coffees and two cronuts.
Yeah, nah, that's what.
I was like, oh, I'll just drink both of them and eat both of them.
Nah, you probably, if you knocked on the door, Dad would have come out and be like, wake the fuck up, Ryan. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it was here. The ute was gone.
Wonder where he is.
He'd be shopping. Slay.
New Destiny season. That's the thing I got to talk about. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.